5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Garden City wins.
Garden City has played 5 postseason games, and they are your Class A Long Island champions.
Ladies and gentlemen. It is your podcast.
You're challenging yourself to the nth degree.
The podcast. Welcome to Trojan Nation Talk, hosted by 3 of Garden City's best and brightest, Ben Griffin, Matt Liberopoulos, and Mabel Overbeck.
Hello, I am Matt Liberopoulos, a co-host of this GC Trojan Nation podcast, and also a senior member of the Garden City baseball team. This is my 3rd year on varsity. Sophomore year, we lost in the county quarterfinals. Junior year, county semifinals. And this year, we hope to make it to the county championship and compete in the big game. So I will be talking about how the Garden City Trojans baseball team is doing so far. First, I will be listing the names of the players on the team. So we have senior Brady Carroll, who is a 3rd year on varsity, Connor Griffin, a junior, Joe Carey, a sophomore, Danny Saki, a senior, Tyler Gorman, a senior, Skylar Lang, a sophomore, Will Jewell, junior, Nick Remick, a senior, Brayden Sutard, 3rd year on varsity, a senior, Che Burns, a junior, Dean Durkovich, a junior, Evan Cabral, a junior. He was on as a freshman. This is his 3rd year. Sean Leonardo, a senior. Xander Palmer, a senior. Henry Schnell, a junior. Paul Glassman, senior. Jimmy Trocchia, a junior. Stamaya Macrinos, a senior. Jack Fanning, a senior. This is his 4th year on varsity, and he was on the Long Island Championship team his freshman year. Josh Cohen, a senior. This is his 3rd year on varsity. Nick Klein, a junior. Ian Puffke, a junior. Gabe Beschloss, a senior. He's committed to ECU, and Jack Fanning's committed to Hofstra. And Gabe was also on the Long Island Championship team his freshman year. Christopher Desiderio, a sophomore. Zach Zander, a junior. Mike LaRocca, a senior. And Mateo Fortney, a junior. So this season was a unique start because we had 3 weeks of full preparation before our first non-league games. Let me remind you that non-league games for baseball do not count for the playoffs, but they count for overall records, so you want to win the games, and it's great practice for your games that count. So this year, our 3 non-league games consisted of Wantagh, Clark, and Seaford, who are perennial powerhouses on Long Island. None of them are in our class or our playoff bracket this year, but they are in the lower classification. Since the boys lost in the county semifinals to the eventual county championship team, the division Dragons, we have big hopes in making a run in playoffs and making some noise, hopefully being crowned champion. So first 2 weeks was just all practices, inter-squads, just getting better each day. And then our 3rd week consisted of 3 scrimmages. And it was first Mineola, and then Mepham, and then Manhasset. All great pitching faced, and all of our pitchers got work in. Hitters got their reps, and it was very good. Then Saturday, we followed it with an inter-squad, which we needed to get ready for this Monday's game. And today, April 1, our first non-league game, we played Wantagh, who is a perennial powerhouse in Long Island, and they came in, beat us 8-4. We were up 1-0 through 4 innings. Hits by Evan Cabral, Danny Saki, Brayden Sutard, Jack Fanning, Tyler Gorman. Gabe Beschloss was pitching a great game, and then some bounces didn't end up our way. They had a big inning, making it 5-1. Then we were playing catch-up all game, ended up losing 8-4 pitchers who also pitched were Desiderio, Carey, and Palmer. So we are hoping to bounce back in our Wednesday game versus Clark and our Thursday game versus Seaford, both non-leagues, where we are hoping to get off on the right foot for our first league series next week versus Calhoun, who won the county championship 2 years ago. And they were also in the county championship last year, who lost the division. So our league is probably the toughest in Class AA this year. It includes Calhoun, Carey, New Ed Park Division, and Roslyn. We have one more non-league game down the stretch. And we know that our 15 league games, none of them are going to be blowouts. We're going to have to do all the little things right and make some winning plays in order to get a good record, hopefully a high seed in the playoffs, and then just hope balls bounce our way down the stretch. So we are banking on all of our lefty pitchers and righty pitchers. We have a lot of lefties this year and doing a great job in our experienced lineup to have good days at the plate. And head coach Dave Izzo and assistant coach Ray Chaputian are going to teach us all the right things and hopefully lead us to a championship. Thank you.
In the beginning weeks of the Garden City Girls lacrosse season, we have already played 3 games. We played Radnor in Radnor, Pennsylvania. We played Bayport Blue Point at Farmingdale State College. And we just played Ward Melville at Ward Melville. We are 3-0. We won all of our games so far. We played a close game with Radnor, 5-4. Another close game with Bayport, 7-6. And another close game with Ward Melville, 9-7. All of our games have really showed us it's just so early in the season that although we have a lot of things to work on, it's a really good way to just gauge where we are. And I think in all of our games we've shown a lot of grit and determination, and we're really excited to keep going with what we have. Just talking about our goals for this year, Coach Ettinger always preaches our goal is to win the last game of the season, and that's definitely what we want to do this year. You know, we want to make it back to where we were last year. Losing in the finals, I think, really showed us how close we were to being state champs. Last year, we lost to the girls' Victor team 8-6. In the state finals. It was a very tough loss. We went up to Cortland and we just fell short. But I think this year is 100% going to be different. We have a lot of almost everyone that started last year is returning this year. So we have a lot of returning talents that everyone is so excited about. We have a very close team, and we've been playing together for so long. So it really just helps with understanding how your teammates play, and it makes the connections on the field so much easier, and it's so much easier to work with your teammates when you know what they're trying to do and you guys have the same goal in mind. We've definitely been working on more concentrated practices, and then we work on team bonding after. After our practices, everyone at practice is working so hard and pushing each other to get better. And then after practices, we've been doing a lot of things to have a lot of fun. We did a team tennis tournament, which was so fun. We did random pairings of doubles, and we just went to the high school and played some tennis. Kyle Fennell and Regan Backer were the champions of that, so shout out to them. Regan is a very great tennis player among her many talents in lacrosse, but
you know, I think team bonding is really, really important to help make the team closer. And, you know, any chance we get, really, the lacrosse team, we're always trying to hang out together. Everyone is trying to make new connections every year, every season. You know, lacrosse isn't just about winning. It's about making these friendships that you'll forever cherish. So I think team bonding is like a huge part of the success of a team. And we're definitely doing a lot of that this year. We have the next few days off, and you know, we're going to be working hard, probably a lot of running, which no one likes, but you always have to do to get better. But then our next game is on Friday. We play Port Washington, which will be a super fun game. Friday games are always so fun right after school. You head to the turf, warm up, have a great warm up. But anyway, I'm just very excited for this season. I think the whole team is really excited to push ourselves with a really hard schedule. We have a very rigorous schedule, but we're ready to take on that challenge. And there will definitely be some ups and downs, but I think we're definitely prepared. And I'm really excited to see what this team can achieve.
So the Garden City High School wrestling team traveled down to Wildwood, New Jersey for the annual War at the Shore National Wrestling Tournament. They brought down a handful of guys from, you know, ranging from JV guys to varsity guys. So they brought Chris Byrne, who went intermediate 140, Mateo Ingracia, who went intermediate 150, Eric Chen, who went intermediate 119, Luke Agrippina, who went intermediate 250, my brother Luke Griffin, who's not a Garden City athlete, but made the trip down with them. He goes to Chaminade, but I'm just going to count him because why not? He wrestled at the high school 108-pound division. And then we had Jack Sicione wrestle at the high school 162-pound division. Nick Griffin, high school 134. Gabe Cohen, high school 140. Zach Olson, high school 287. And yeah, that was it. That was nine Trojan wrestlers made the trip down to Wildwood for one of the toughest national tournaments. And, you know, it was really a testament to the program. And, you know, guys are putting in work and facing some of the toughest competition in the Northeast. So quick recap, Luke Agrippina took third at intermediate 250. And Zach Olson was a finalist at in the high school division at 287. And he took home All-American status, but he lost a true second match. So he finished third place on the podium. But all around a great showing for Garden City Wrestling. And, you know, a big step in the right direction as we're trying to rebuild the program. GC has not had a all-county or county champion since 2020. So it's been a while, but the future is definitely very bright. You know, this tournament, I was talking to my brothers, was, you know, a great experience. You got a ton of matches against guys you don't really see too often. And yeah, it was just, you know, they had an Airbnb courtesy of Coach Murph, Coach Rivera, and you know, thanks to Mr. Ramirez for making it all happen. But they had an Airbnb within walking distance of the arena, and I heard it was a great setup, and it was a good, you know, team bonding experience, and, you know, time for just the team to get closer and, you know, make good memories. And most importantly, they were there to wrestle. So, and then just recapping a few other individuals. Eric Chen, he made it to the quarterfinals, got his hand raised. Luke Agrippina, like I said, he took third, which is, you know, definitely good strides in the right direction. As I said, Zach Olson took third. He was a finalist there. He lost his true second match. Nick Griffin went 3-2. Mateo Ingracia reached the quarterfinals. Gabe Cohen made it to day two. He got his hand raised. Jack Sicione, I believe, went 3-3. You know, so every Trojan that went down made the trip, got their hand raised, which was, you know, great for experience for younger guys to kind of see the national level of competition. And yeah, the off season, you know, for wrestlers, it's not a time to slack off. It's your time to get get a bunch of matches in, and this was definitely a great experience for the guys. And, you know, I've only heard positive things from my brothers about the trip. And like I said, thanks to Coach Murph, Coach Rivera, and Mr. Ramirez for, you know, making it happen. And it was an awesome experience all around.
This week, we have a special guest, Roisin Pfaff, class of 2025. Roisin recently attended the New York State Public High School Athletic Association Student Leadership Conference in Albany. The workshop was run by the New York State Athletic Executive Director, Dr. Robert Zayas, I should say, excuse me. Roisin, welcome to TNT.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So obviously one of 16 student athletes across Nassau County that were able to attend and participate in this great opportunity. Very nice honor, and it speaks a lot about you that you were not only applied but accepted to participate in that. Share with us some of the key takeaways from the leadership conference that you attended.
I would say that the main goal of the conference was to make all of us better leaders, and I would say it definitely achieved that. A lot of times you walk in knowing what a good leader looks like. You've experienced it, like, on sports, at home, whatever, with friends. You know what a good leader is, but sometimes it's hard to execute that, and I would say that the conference was able to teach us and guide us on how to be a good leader and how to actually perform like a good leader, rather than just knowing what a good leader is like and not always following through on that sometimes can be difficult.
So I know that for athletic program here and in total, the school system and the education program here at Garden City, we work a lot on instilling leadership qualities and trying to make you as young men and women leaders in your community. How did this conference impact you as a leader on and off the field?
I would say that I was able to learn a lot of different skills, but I think just the experience on a whole, going as like the only person from Garden City, not knowing anyone there, really like was a great opportunity, like make new friends. And that's kind of what being a leader is about, being able to walk into a room and make a new friend, or just you don't feel uncomfortable in new experiences. And I think that this was like a great opportunity to experience something different and make the best of it. Even though I was the only person from Garden City there, I still got a lot out of it and was able to fully immerse myself in the experience.
We had a conversation a couple of days ago when we originally recorded this before I messed up the recording. And we talked about a lot of time for you as young men and women, you know what a good leader is and you have those leadership qualities. And a lot of becoming a good leader is being comfortable in being sometimes the first person to do the right thing or to do the right thing when others aren't. And workshops like this, I'm sure, help you in terms of your confidence to know that you can be the first to step up and be a leader in a group.
Yeah, I think that definitely this was a good stepping stone for that because, again, I was the only one from Garden City there. I was able to be the only one saying I'm from Garden City, and I was confident in that. And I didn't come with a group of people that I was already like attached to. I had to like branch out, make new friends. And it was a lot of fun because I feel like that was just as important part of the leadership experience as like all of the like lessons and stuff that they were teaching us.
Now, the group that you attended with, were they only Nassau County students or were they students from other areas of New York?
They were all of Long Island, the bus we went with. So I think it was Section 8 and 11. So Suffolk and Nassau.
Got it. Any workshop that you felt you got more out of or that you enjoyed more than any other that sticks with you?
I would say that the National Guard workshop I thought was really interesting because obviously the National Guard you wouldn't expect to be like at a athletic conference. They said that they didn't have an athletic leadership PowerPoint together until that day that they needed to come up with this, but they had some really great points on how like this job in the National Guard really relates to the teamwork and leadership that you need to be on a team. And it's like a lot of the same stuff goes into all jobs in life. And a lot of time in your career, you're going to be like on a team. And it's important that you have those leadership skills. And those can be developed like at an early age, like on sports. And they like taught us like their creed is like presence, character, and intelligence. And I feel like those are like three important things to being a leader because you could have any one of those skills. But like the three combined really are what makes like a great leader. And that I thought was like really important to take away from the experience.
So did they talk about any challenges with leadership, especially at your age or in athletics, anything specific?
I think that A big one was that a lot of the time you might have good character, but the presence is sometimes what lacks. And you could have all these great ideas of what is the right thing to do, but it's sometimes hard to execute on it because at a young age, there's like a lot of peer pressure and you think that you have to always do the right thing. But sometimes you don't execute on that because there's always like outside people around you. And especially like as a junior or a sophomore, when you're not like the captain, it's hard to perform on those on those leadership skills because you feel like you don't have the title, so you shouldn't be like stepping on anyone's toes. But I think that even if you don't have the title, it's like very important to still like use those leadership skills because sometimes, not in any particular like, but sometimes the captain might not have the best leadership skills, and then you can be that person that people can look up to. And I think that it's important to like carry yourself the same way, title or not. And that was like a big thing that they talked about, because in the National Guard, of course, there's like rankings and stuff in the Army, and it doesn't matter who's like the highest ranking. Sometimes there might be someone below who like you admire even more.
So I want to echo that, because that's such a great point, that titles don't make leaders. Leaders are leaders regardless of titles. In any avenue of life, whether it's sports, the business world, and even in you know, in your everyday life. So it's important that we get that message out, that just because you may not have that title of team captain does not mean that you're not a leader in the program. Great point. How do you think we can share the information that you got with leadership, whether it's skills, concepts, the messages that they send? How can we share that with the athletic program and the athletes in our program?
I would say that, that's a tough question. I would say if the captains like came together maybe and took away some of these important points, and then they could bring that back to their team, like each captain having something to bring back to their team, even if it's not the captains, if it's like all the athletes at like the beginning of season meetings or whatever it may be, I think that having a goal in mind of these are the things that we're going to try to improve on as leaders this season, and then they can come back to their team and execute on that. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, so we have a captain's meeting early in the season. I haven't had the spring one yet. That's coming up. I have a guest speaker coming in for that. She doesn't know she's coming in as a guest speaker, but she'll find out pretty soon. Because I do think it's important that the captains hear from you what you learned and the message and the information. It's helpful. So sports often require strong leadership both on and off the field. How do you think your experience at this conference will benefit you in the future, whether it's sports or not sports?
I think one of the breakout rooms that we went to was with the former NBA player, and he talked a lot about how your athletic career could end in high school, college, or professional, whatever it may be. And he said that it's important that we take our leadership skills that we learn on teams, like beyond that and into our professional lives, our lives after whatever your sport, your athletic career may end. And we were able to like really plan out like how are we going to take these values and stuff into our life in the future. And I think that that's a really helpful takeaway that we learned, because the leadership skills, they don't end when you step off the field. I think that they go beyond that, and not even talking about when you finish your athletic career, but just when practice is over, you're still a leader. When the game is over, you're still a leader. So I think that a lot of it plays into how you carry yourself off the field as well, and your teammates will look up to you if you're carrying yourself in a way that isn't admirable. And I think that that was a great takeaway.
Yeah, absolutely. So I remember my high school coach always telling us, you know, sports is dual purpose. So obviously we're competitive and we go out there to be the best at what we do, and we go out there to win games because that's the nature of sports. But the other purpose is that, you know, everyone's athletic career has an expiration date. For me, high school, for others, college, some go pros, but eventually it ends. And we have to make sure that what we take away as a person from athletics, from participation all those years, that it serves that purpose, because a lot of times that's going to serve a bigger purpose in our life. You know, if we become good leaders, the work ethic, all the things that we get from sports. So that's a great point. As a almost senior student athlete, having been here 3 years, I obviously experienced multiple sports. And we should tell the audience what varsity sports you participate in.
I'm on winter and spring track and kick line.
So having had those experiences, what advice would you give to a young student athlete getting to, you know, just starting their careers here at Garden City?
I think my advice to a freshman or sophomore, anyone who's just starting to their athletic career, I think the best advice is to take advice. I think a lot of the times we think that we know what, like, we always think that we're right or we can be stubborn, but I think the best advice is to take criticism and not to let it like drag you down, but to take it as a stepping stone to get better. And if your coaches give you criticism, obviously that's a great thing. That means that they care and that they're invested in you. And I think to take that and to run with that is a great trait to have. And also, I think that they might not be used to at the high school level that your captains or seniors may also give you feedback. I like in middle school, maybe that's not going to happen, but in high school, it definitely will. And I think that that is great and that they should also take that with a smile and like put into practice whatever they tell you, try and make it better. And I think that that would be a great treat to have. I think also doing the right thing, even when no one's watching, is a big thing, because sometimes as freshmen, you're trying to just fit in with the team dynamic and make friends, or you think that it might be cool to be friends with the senior or whatever, like, which is great. But I think also not letting yourself sacrifice your character while doing that is important also. And even when your coach isn't watching, to make sure that you're always doing the right thing, which is on and off the field. I think that that will carry them further in their athletic career than even their athletic ability sometimes.
So I remember when I coached, that was one of the things that I talked about, integrity, doing the right thing when others aren't watching. And obviously that speaks to the character and the leadership of ones that they possess. So my last question, who are leaders that you looked up to as you were coming up as a student athlete, whether in school or outside of school?
I would say my oldest sister, Marade, was definitely the biggest leader in my life. She's 7 years older than me. She's like 25 or 26 now. And she always was like the base leader in my life. I always thought that like she was the coolest because she was always doing so well and everything, and not even just athletics. I just thought that she was like the best. So since she's oldest of five, she was always like kind of our like little team captain at home. And she would always be advising us on like the best choices and everything to do. And I would listen to her wholeheartedly because like I thought that she was the best.
Natural leader.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So thank you so much for sharing this with us. Again, congratulations on being selected to, you know, attend this workshop, this leadership conference. It speaks volumes to you, and it's also an honor for us to have someone there representing Garden City as a community and an athletic program. Roisin, thank you. Class of 2025, rising to the top as always. Ed Ramirez, this is Trojan Nation Talk.